The most closely watched of the president's campaign stops yesterday was in St. Paul, Minnesota, 9 days after Minnesota Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone died in a plane crash. President Bush was there for a fourth time. He was rallying support for former St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman, a Republican who was handpicked by the White House to oppose Wellstone. The campaign ends today with the only debate between Coleman and the new Democratic contender, former Vice President Walter Mondale. NPR's David Wellner reports from St. Paul.
President Bush did not come to Minnesota for last Tuesday's public memorial service for Paul Wellstone, but as he began speaking to a crowd of about 10,000 Coleman supporters, the president made a point of paying homage to the man who'd been one of the Senate's most liberal Democrats.
Paul Wellstone was respected by all who worked with him, be missed by all who knew him. Now a vote is coming on in the middle of a state that is mourning. And even though your state is still in mourning, I'm here to remind people from all political parties that you have a duty to vote.
And President Bush said he had a recommendation for how people should vote.
Believe me when I say we need fresh air in the United States Senate. The future of Minnesota rests with Norm Coleman.
The president did not mention the 74-year-old Mondale by name, but his references to fresh air and to the future of Minnesota seemed to pick up on an old versus young theme that the 53-year-old Coleman also struck while addressing his supporters.
This election is about Minnesota's future. It's about tomorrow, and it's about the right leadership to get us there. Give me your support. Give me the next 2 days of your life to work hard and I will give you 6 years of the kind of leadership that will make you very, very proud. Are we going to win on Tuesday? Thank you.
Still, while one poll published here yesterday gave Coleman a 6-point lead, another gave a 5-point lead to Mondale. Many of Coleman's supporters expect a very tight contest tomorrow, including 32-year-old Mary Norman of West St. Paul.
I think it's going to be extremely close whichever way it goes, so I think it's a toss-up.
As the president took off from Minnesota for South Dakota, Mondale supporters staged a rival rally in St. Paul. At a packed United Auto Workers Union Hall, supporters waved handmade signs as Democratic gubernatorial candidate Roger Moe evoked the green bus Wellstone traveled around the state on while campaigning.
Get on the bus because we've got fights to fight. Get on the bus because we've got wrongs to right. Get on the bus because we want Walter Mondale in the United States Senate. We want the best United States Senator.
But while Mondale's wife Joan appeared on his behalf at the rally, the new Democratic Senate candidate was elsewhere, boning up, according to his spokesman, for today's debate. Meanwhile, in a recorded radio message, Mondale yesterday picked up on the issue of trust that Wellstone had also used to try to undermine Coleman, who as a one-time Democrat had endorsed Bill Clinton's re-election.
The people of Minnesota know me. I was born here. I grew up here. I've lived here all my life. And I hope that I have earned the trust of the people of our state.
Another theme Mondale's emphasized in his hastily assembled 4-day campaign has been his long record of public service. His second and final TV ad, which began airing last night, called his a career of unparalleled achievement.
Ambassador to Japan, Vice President, Senator. Walter Mondale. Serious challenges demand serious experience.
Mondale repeatedly has told Minnesotans in a series of town hall meetings that he'd be prepared for the Senate, where he served for 12 years, the day he gets back to Washington. He will likely also emphasize his experience in the White House as Jimmy Carter's vice president in today's televised hour-long debate. Political scientist Stephen Smith, an expert on Minnesota politics at Washington University in St. Louis, says neither candidate has an upper hand going into the debate.
They're both taking some risk. When Coleman urged the debates and the Republicans asked for 5 debates, I think they assumed that they were behind in the polls and that a debate could do only but help them. Now that statewide polls are split on who's leading in the race, I'm sure they're wondering whether this makes a lot of sense. There's a chance that Coleman will look immature and petty standing next to Walter Mondale.
But Smith also notes that Coleman, who started campaigning last year, has had far more time to develop and polish his positions going into the debate. It's the only face-to-face encounter between Coleman and Mondale before voters decide which one will fill Wellstone's seat. David Wellna, NPR News, St. Paul.